Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes. This is Sacred Talk, and this is our chance to commune with Spirit and to make ourselves more available to the love, the truth, and the joy of God in our lives in every way we can. So I usually take questions on this show, but I've been inclined to do more talking, which isn't my comfort zone, because it seems like more people like that, even that a lot of the questions tend to focus on people's individual situations or their health problems, and it doesn't seem to apply to everybody. So I'll start by talking, and then maybe we'll take some questions. So I welcome you all to this talk, I guess we can call it, to our time together, and hope you are having wonderful day, a beautiful day, and that this time can be nurturing to you. So I'm going to start with a prayer. Beloved Lord, dearest Father, Mother God, we open our hearts at this moment to your presence in us and in our world. We ask that through your Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, we might be blessed to a greater remembrance, a greater knowing of our togetherness with you and our togetherness with one another. We ask that through your servants, the great archangels of God, through that consciousness we call the mystical traveler, and through the Christ consciousness, we might come awake more fully to divine guidance and to the divine support that is available to all of us as we journey through this treacherous condition called human life. Treacherous because it often betrays us as we lose track of the fact that we are divine. May God bless us all this day. May this be a time of upliftment and awakening. And so be it. Blessings of the Spirit are available to all of us in every moment, but that does not mean in every moment we are receptive, that we are available to what is being brought forward to us. In a strange way, this journey for us is one of remembering to pay attention to the deeper conversations, the deeper movements of life, and not give in to the endless distractions on the periphery of existence and the conversations of the day, the distractions of the noise, the people, the colors, the sights and sounds. Not that those are a bad thing. They're beautiful and glorious in their own way. But too often we get lost in that louder conversation and miss the deeper conversation, the conversation of the heart, that is always going on as well. In the deepest silence, there's the deepest message. And message can be heard in the loudest condition if we would but listen from the deepest place in us. So I do encourage you all, take this time to listen, not so much to my voice or the words I speak, but to the deeper conversation that the Spirit of God is having with all of us, always. G. Jesus was my mentor, my teacher. And still the mentor and teacher I look to most directly, to know the Spirit of God, to know the joy of God and the life of God as it lives and moves through us. Each of us, though, is one with that same God and one with that same purpose. We can know this, we can experience this, and we can live this as a truth that is deep at the core of our being. This process of living on this planet is a glorious opportunity to stretch our awareness of spirit. The great mastery of this world is to be able to stay in the choice of loving, even when all the experiences and information that come our way push against that, try to distract us from that. What if you could know that you are one with God, that you are a soul, part of the essence of God, and you could know that so clearly and so fully that you would never forget it? Wouldn't that be an amazing experience? To be able to know that loving, know that truth, even as you drove the car, even as you carried the baby, even as you dealt with anger, even as you contemplated the news, even as you experienced your mind going to the mundane worries that seems to come to every mind in this world. Even as you walked in flesh, noticing the cold air, noticing the sights and sounds around you, an inner conversation, a truer conversation, would be going forth inside you. Conversation about the essence of existence. Conversation about love that was so vast and so grand that every moment there was an experience of unity and togetherness with all forms, with all the stories of living. What if your story was the grand story, the story that encompassed all stories, the story that infused all stories, the story that is the heart of the storytelling itself? If you could experience oneness with the divine storyteller, the one who crafted this world, crafts our participation in it, and crafts the outcome of every story. What if you could know this? I do say to you, it can be known, and you can be the one that knows it. For I say in truth, at the heart of you is the one that knows all the stories, for it knows and is one with the storyteller. So let's use this moment to reconnect to this truth of the essentiality of God and the essentiality of love, and this place of consciousness that is one with a reality that is constant in its joy and its profound peace. Let us have this and let us know this. Let our hearts sing the truth of this. Let us breathe in and breathe out with the knowing of this. And let this truth carry us all the days of our living and all the days of God's purpose in our living. Let us be one with that which is. We do thank you, beloved. Amen. That was a long invocation towards this process of this day. I'm now going to open it up if there are people that want to call in and share. That would be acceptable. I'd rather not deal with your personal health issues because it doesn't seem to help anyone else. But I think the call is about spirit, about your life, your spiritual life. I'm open to receive those. You can call 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. You can also call 310-371-5444. 310-371-5444. Okay. So if anybody decides to call them, those would be numbers. Otherwise, I've got a lot of comments from people related to my last month's show where I talked to people about my consciousness interface, I call it, with one who was known 2,000 years ago by two names. One is Bartholomew and the other was Nathaniel. And that through my life I've been aware that that consciousness has been with me and has interfaced more and more with my consciousness so that it's in a sense one with me. And I shared that because it seemed like it was time to share it. And I've shared it before. I actually shared it in a large gathering of, I think there's maybe 12 to 1500 people, or maybe 12, 13 years ago. And but for a lot of people it seemed to miss that. So now what does that mean for me pragmatically? It means that there is an availability to spiritual reality that is available to me and comes to me in a way that in a sense was beyond the story of me growing up as a child and the level of awareness I had. It's almost like I had my own growth and my own learning. And within that growth and learning, I knew what it meant to be very asleep to the world, asleep to God, asleep to spirit. I knew what it meant to try and make my way in this world and figure this out, figure out who I was, just like everybody else does. And yet, somewhere in there, there was something with me that already knew all that. And as I came more awake, in a strange way, I was waking up to God, but I was also waking up to this part of me that I already knew. So my inner process became very, very different than most people. This process started for me when I was very young, some very profound experiences as a child. And let's just say that as a child I was having existential moments about the nature of reality. I was having experiences of oneness with the suffering of the world, the suffering of all people. We're going to take a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Michael. Who's this?
This is Vicki Shoemaker.
Hello, Vicki Shoemaker. Speak loud, okay, so people can hear you. We're on the radio.
Okay. I can't get my computer to come back on to turn the sound down, so I'm just
moving to another place. Just keep talking.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Like, I've been a student of the Traveler for like more than 30 years, and my life has changed in so many ways and become so beautiful in the loving that I represent and the spirit that I know feels true to me. And I live in the middle of nowhere. I have this minister that lives maybe about 25 miles away, and then there's Kalamazoo. But it's like I'm surrounded by people who I don't relate to. I mean, I do relate to them from my place, but I feel like I'm out here working the front line of consciousness because I am a therapist, and people come to me to help, to seek help with their lives. And I don't know. I just wanted some clarity around that. Like, why do I feel so alone?
Because you have isolation. So that's part of why you feel alone. And
pardon me?
You could look at it as a challenge to you that you've set up your life this way, but you also see the opportunity in it. The conditions of life that you set up for yourself have supported you to go within. You have less distraction, less pulling you to engage in the outer world, and then in the process of engaging in the outer world, to forget the inner world. So your life was designed by you from spirit, even before you took the body, that you would gravitate to this kind of life. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. When we take on the body, we take on the hungers that go with the body, not just the physical hungers for food, but the emotional hunger for comforting, for contact, for communication, the mental hunger for information, for conversation, and the etheric or the unconscious longing for togetherness, but together, the sense of unity, the sense of belonging to something. Now, that last one I said, that sense of longing, that sense of belonging is not a bad thing for us, but it can be a thing that keeps us from the spiritual awakening. Why does it do that? Because inevitably the easiest form of belonging is to belong to the world and belong to people in the world that think and feel as you do. To belong to a club, to belong to a church, to belong to a country. And so what happens is we will identify with our involvement in those things and think that's what makes me me. But beyond that, the greater opportunity of life is to free yourself from identification with anything of this world and come into awareness of your oneness with the one that is divine, that is in all things. So it's hard sometimes to do it, but this is one of the reasons people would go off by themselves and they're the yogi in a cave or the even the monasteries or places where people would be in silence and be in great quiet, and they would have some communal activities, but a lot of it was just time spent with themselves, with their own consciousness, with a chance to bridge to the greater consciousness. So though at times you've looked at your life as lacking because of a loneliness, it's also been a gift to you to help counterbalance the tendency you had in prior lifetimes to get lost in a socialization and to believe that you couldn't be happy and that you couldn't make it in life if you didn't have different things, particularly in that life I'm looking at. It was family. You were part of a very large family and had a lot of children in that family. And so your world became your family. And your purpose and your value became your family, your place in the family, your protection of the family, your support and service to the family. That was all beautiful, but it didn't leave a lot of time for you to come awake to the one you were, the one you are, that is beyond all form, beyond all family, that is as much one with the stars, as much one with the flocks of birds and herds of cattle as it is to your human family. It's one with everything. And your prayer of your heart was to come towards that. So the life you set up was set up to support that. It's not comfortable, or hasn't always been comfortable, but in the end it's deepened you, which was the deeper prayer of your being. The heartfelt prayer was to go deeper, to know that spiritual truth that kept eluding you in other lifetimes. You could sense it, but you couldn't really surrender to it. Now is that time where the surrender can take place for you.
In some ways, I feel like my practice is kind of set up so people come in with an issue that I'm dealing with, and then I have to deal with that issue before I can assist them. And it's kind of a funny little beautiful thing that I think, you know, God set me up in a way to look at myself.
Yeah. There's an ancient saying that says anything you're going to teach must be tested on first to make sure you deserve to teach it. So, yeah, you're in dialogue with the universe while you're in dialogue with your clients. And your gains, your gains through your conversation with the universe flow over into the blessing and the benefit of your clients. You're like
I hear
the holy
that. I hear the universe
old.
Come out of my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Vicki, we're going to need to go for a break. Thank you for calling. Love you.
Love you. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
We're back with Sacred Talk, Michael Hayes Show, and who are we talking to now?
Hi, Michael. My name is Fatima.
Hello, Fatima.
I'm really grateful for the opportunity to ask a question here. So my question, lately I've been thinking a lot about purpose. I'm an entrepreneur. And most of my life, you know, I've been able to lean on prayer and visualization and hard work to get to the next phase. But I feel like I'm at a phase now where I feel stuck. I'm not sure where to turn. And I think a lot of what's holding me back is this need for external validation. And I feel like I'm having to navigate a lot of stuff that my family hasn't worked through. And I'm just curious how I can, I guess, one, think about my purpose and what can I use to guide me? And two, how do I work on the external validation piece so that I can truly focus on my purpose?
Well, the external validation piece is going to be with you, and probably it's with all of us to some extent, because we're human. See, as soon as we take on the human form, we start to identify with the story of us. In the first couple of years of our physical life, our ego is formed. The ego is our sense of separate existence. We start to think of ourselves as, I'm this body, and my life is what happens to this body. Or I'm the one in this body, that my life is what happens to the one in this body. Because of that, everybody is playing a game of separation, but it's just a game, because in reality, we aren't separate. When you leave your body, you'll go back into that oneness and you realize you were never the body. And I experienced that very directly. And you can look at tens of thousands of people that have near-death experiences, they all basically report the same thing. So we're not the form, but that's going to be with you. So I wouldn't fight it. Just recognize, yes, part of me is going to want external validation. However, if I'm run by that part, it could distract me from, let's say, having a life that is a deeper and more aligned to higher purpose. And one of the things you could look at then goes, well, I want deeper purpose. What is that purpose? Now, when we try and create a deeper purpose, like, well, I'll do this or I'll do that, and then that'll be my purpose. That's okay, but that's less than the deepest purpose that everybody has. The ultimate purpose for every soul in this world is to remember, first of all, that the soul is one with God, and then to bring that soulic nature, which is loving, into the expression and through the expression into life. So that is the fulfillment of every soul. Until we have that fulfillment, we probably will keep re-embodying into this world. So, for you, you know, you're working out karma with what we could call a collective persuasion, which meaning, now we all have degrees of that. We come into a family situation, a cultural situation, perhaps a religious situation, and these things become something that are pushing on us or feeding us input from the day we're born. Since it's like we're being indoctrinated to see reality a certain way. So you have that, particularly with your family, is a strong thing. And that means you chose that. Your soul wanted to come in with that particular storyline given to you by your environment, by the people around you, so that you could then seek to find your way to the truth of you while also carrying around this conditioning. So your process is very normal. It's just your conditioning is more particular to you, but everybody gets this. Even if somebody were, let's say, like a mythological story, you know, where somebody's abandoned in the woods and they get raised by the wolves, or the Tarzan raised by the apes. Well, Tarzan had conditioning too. He was conditioned to act like an ape. So we're all going to get conditioning. For you, I would encourage you to be gentle with yourself. The blessing of this life for you in many ways is that you've had the freedom to achieve and to create and to meet challenges and find a way through challenges. And as you've done that, it's grown you up inside. and given you more confidence in your own ability and your own capacity. You've also been rewarded by that accomplishment. Part of your karma coming into this life was that you had been denied the opportunity to really pursue your dreams and to create for yourself. You've been in a society another time of, as a female where your place in that society was always very secondary to those of the men, but also your output, your accomplishments are always in support of others' accomplishment and others' gain. And you, it's almost like you served and you did things, but you're always serving and doing in an area that somebody else directed you to do. So part of your opportunity in this lifetime is to have your own input and your own guidance that can move you towards what you would like to do, what you'd like to achieve. Now, your opportunity here is to shake past or get beyond the conditioning so that when you choose your purpose, you choose your opportunity, you choose it based upon your soulic desire, your soulic longing, rather than just something that would fit with what way you were conditioned. So that's really kind of where I see this for you. It's not like you're off track. It's like, go deeper. You're called to this deeper knowing, this deeper truth. At the very end of your existence, like every other soul, you're going to leave this world and you realize that what you actually did in this world is very secondary. What you learned through participating in this world is what the soul cares about, what the soul is, in a sense, here for. You've had tens of thousands of lifetimes. And all the different things you've done are forgotten. But what you've learned and gained through what you've done, that's a treasure you store in heaven. All right, we're going to take another break. Thank you for sharing. Bless you.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hayes here. This is Sacred Talk, and we're going to share with somebody else. Hello, this is Michael. Who are you?
Hi, Michael. This is Peter, and I've always experienced a very beautiful and magnificent loving emanating from you as you work with me and other people, and so it's really wonderful to be able to connect in with what you're describing as this Bartholomew consciousness. And
right.
I'm just curious, is this the same as if there's a walk-in that happens, or how does this work, and how does it change your game?
You know, I first heard about it. Well, I was, I don't want to go on my whole story, but of course I grew up with a lot of unusual awarenesses. And I was, you know, consciously traveling out of my body as a child up through, I can remember 7 years old going up into what people call the soul realm. So, it was sort of there. I first heard about the idea from when I found the group MSIA that John Roger was that founded, and I was brand new, and I'd started doing healing work before then because of, you know, I had a very profound healing, and so I was just putting myself out as a healer, and some people heard about, and I was down in Los Angeles, and I wasn't even living there, I was just visiting. And so somebody came to see me who'd heard about me, and I started to work with the person, and the person started to cry. This is a man named Ruben Paris. Mm-hmm. And he started crying. He said, "Oh, it's you. It's you." I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, "It's you." He said, "In my light study with John Roger," he stopped at one point and got very, very quiet. He said, "St. Bartholomew is here with us. He's not here yet with us physically, but when he comes, he will be. He just thinks of somebody that he will get healed." Hmm. And Ruben was convinced that was me. Now, I wasn't convinced that was me. I was the most awkward, unconscious, strange person. I had all these metaphysical experiences going on, who had been raised as an atheist who didn't believe it. Except I couldn't find I had to because I was having it. So I kind of forgot about that, and I never really talked about it, except as I worked with people, a lot of these things started happening. These amazing things would happen with people when I worked, and this knowing would come into me. And finally came a point when, with my teacher, John Roger, where at one point I had an inner experience with him where he was presenting me to this large crowd. And as he said, he just basically said, "Well, he's a healing avatar. And if he just thinks of you, thinks of a person, they'll be healed."
Mm.
So I was kind of blown, but that sounded a lot about that message I heard when I was 21 or whatever it was from Ruben Paris. And I never told John Roger about it. And I asked him, "Is this, you know," I told him about this thing with Ruben, I said, and I told him about the dream. He said, "Yeah, that's all true."
Mm.
And then I said, "Well, am I the reincarnation of the St. Bartholomew?" He said, "No, not the reincarnation, but it overshadows you."
Mm.
"Overshadows you like a high self, but it's not your high self."
Mm.
So that's when I finally go, okay, so this is with me. And because I hadn't really known what to do with the thing Ruben had said, and I hadn't told people about it. And so I started paying more attention to this. And as paying more attention to it, then I became more and more conscious of it and the difference of it. And that when it was with me, a clarity and a confidence came to me. And also, as I became more conscious of it, my ascension of consciousness to just know and know And so that's kind of it. And then when I would, it's like I'd been to Israel a number of times, and I'd had memories of being there before at the time of Jesus. But it was quite interesting. I started to have a different set of memories. My first memories that I had there were as a woman. And I went back there, I started to have a different set of memories, and these were memories of a man. And I go, oh, these are the memories of this Bartholomew. So that's what I know about it. I don't think it really matters, whatever we call it, except I was directed to share about it, probably at a large MSA conference gathering, by spirit, and I was reluctant to do it. I wasn't going to do it. I was just sitting in a chair, and then John Morton, who's the leader of the group now, called me up on stage and asked, who are you? Tell these people who you were. And I was very uncomfortable, but eventually I did spur out, well, I'm Bartholomew. So I've kind of been directed to share that. Why? Not because I feel different or special and it feels as ordinary as anything else to me. But it's just something I know this connection with Jesus and this deep intimacy I have there. And it's just something that's so. So I'm not going to deny it any longer. I don't know that it isn't. I don't know everything about it. I've never really analyzed as much as I'm just aware of it's there. And aware, since I'm aware, I'm it. In some ways, I think it might be similar to what happened with John Roger, where a man named Roger Hinkins had a near-death experience, and his consciousness converged with consciousness he called John, which was the consciousness of John the Beloved. And that then he became John Roger. And over time, more and more, the John consciousness became the dominant presenter through his consciousness. So it might be similar to that, but I can't tell you for sure. But that's kind of what I suspect. So it gives a kind of clarity and a availability to the spirit that's very different. Particularly to what we call the higher dimensions of spiritual reality. There's just a knowing of that that's very effortless. I hope that helps you, Peter.
It helps me, and I'm so curious if it ever came forward for some of the recollections of that man walking around Galilee, you know, that tie into maybe the Aquarian gospel, that type of approach. It would be wonderful for me to receive something like that.
Yeah, maybe there was things. I mean, mostly I just was back in Israel this last summer. I was mostly just intently aware of the Christ. And then some of the places we went, I was intently aware of things that happened there. And we're in the Galilee area particularly. So it was nice like that, but it's, you know, there's really no reason to go into the past normally, except if you're stuck there and then you go there to free yourself so you can live now. And the Christ is living with us now. The spiritual blessings are with us now. So I'm learning to retrospect if it helps people become more available to Christ in this moment and to the spirit of healing that's available. All right, Peter, we're going to take a break. Much love to you, my friend.
God bless you.
We'll be back after the break.
Thank you. Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal three-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free three-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, we're back. This is Michael Hayes. This is Sacred Talk. Hello. This is Michael. Who are we talking to?
Hi, Michael. It's an honor to speak to you. This is Richard.
Hello, and, Richard.
Hello. I've got a question or concern. Sometimes when I meditate, more recently this has happened more frequently, I think what I'm doing is leaving my body. And then what happens is I start, my physical body, as if it's starting to aspirate, meaning that it feels like I'm choking. So I come back down, startled into my body, and I'm wondering, is this just something that I have to get used to, or is it a part of my consciousness that's resisting this and forcing me to come back into my body, or is there anything else?
The resistance you're talking about is a resistance of conscious, and it's in the unconscious. The unconscious will have these responses sometimes when we leave the body. First of all, the reason you're struggling is you're still living in the paradigm of in the body and out of the body. So you're still caught within a definition of yourself as a spatial being. So it's like you picture, like, I was in the body and I left the body. And now the body's in complaint that I left the body. The reality is you are consciousness. You're never the body. Nobody is their body. Body is a vessel that we fill that we identify with. We don't really fill it, we identify with it. And we utilize it to serve a purpose of growth. The movement of shifting awareness. We talk about it like we're going somewhere, but we're all really doing is we're opening our awareness to more of what is. Now, as you do this process of becoming more aware of what is, the higher dimensions of reality, your conscious starts to become aware of reality in such a way that it starts to, in a strange way, create a crisis in the unconscious. Because you're starting to have a, we'll just talk about it the way you think of it. When you leave your body, you think you're leaving your body. What you're doing is you're leaving a story. You're leaving a tale of reality that you're participating with. And you're coming into a state of consciousness that's aware of what's really there, what's really going on. Progressively in your life, as you've done this, as you've left your body, you're now moving consciously into higher dimensions of what is real. It's kind of like saying, if it fits your model, we'd say that you're moving up into levels of spirit or levels of spiritual reality that are higher than the levels you were moving before. Which means they're more truly of the nature of God, they're more the truth of God. So when you're doing that, at certain points when that happens, you can get this crisis sense. What happens is your ego sense, the sense of your individuation, which is tied to the story of the body, starts to panic. Because when you start to move to a certain level, you start to bridge beyond anything that you've known before. Now you're starting to push the envelope of spiritual levels, where to know those levels, you don't know those levels as a soul. You actually start to surrender even identification as a soul into remembrance that you are truth, spirit. And when you do that, start to do that, there will be a huge pushback in the unconscious. That's what it looks like you're dealing with. You could think of it as it's like my body's afraid. It's not really the body isn't in fear. It's really more of a deep unconscious thing. Like it's like you're going to cease to exist. Like there's no going to be no more you. Something clings to no. I want me. That's all I know. The story I've told myself is that's what I really am. But if you stay with this process, eventually there'll be a relaxation in there, letting go, and you'll be able to come into that higher consciousness, and you won't have the terror. So, there are components in those levels you're going into, which are sometimes called the terror of God. So when you go up, get up into that terror of God, hit it, it'll cause this crisis in consciousness. It's like saying, you can't go higher, carry this illusion of separation. You're starting to become aware of something that is, you can't really have that awareness and have that illusion at the same time. You can pretend the illusion, but what happens is you have this higher awareness, you start to have the knowing of yourself as divine. And knowing you're divine is very different than believing you're divine or thinking you're divine. When you know it, it obliterates the truth of your story of life. You still have that story. You're still a man. You still live here. You still do this. You still do. They still have that story, but you know it's not true. And when you have that knowing that it's not true, you will gain that when you gain the knowing of what is really true. The level of contradiction becomes very difficult. So that part of your consciousness has been holding your individual story as truth fights against this. So, I would just recognize that, hear what I'm saying, keep asking for spiritual support to come awake to this greater truth, and you will, because it's your destiny. It's inevitable for all souls to come back to God. Not one soul will be lost. And so, biggest thing within it is relax. Tell yourself to let go, let God. The funniest thing in all this is you're not really doing this. You go into your meditation, but you can't do this. Only God can do this. So God is doing this. It's like when Jerry said, become a fisher of men. really just fishermen, is be one with a God that is saving men from the sea of illusion, the sea of the Maya, as the Hindus call it, and reeling them in, reeling them up into this remembered state. God is doing this to you and for you, Richard. It's going on, and it's going to continue. And I can see it, the Spirit. While I'm talking to you, you can probably feel it, because the Spirit's activating this in you even more. But I don't do this. We don't do this. It's done from on high. But it's a blessing thing that's going on. It's just an uncomfortable thing. But I've been through it. Including, at times, the breathing challenge.
Thank you, Michael.
I love you.
I love you, Michael, and thank you so much. This is brilliant, and I really appreciate it, and I adore it.
All right.
Thank
bless you, my friend, and bless everyone. And we'll see you next month on Sacred Talk with Michael Hayes. Bless you all. Take care.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
¶¶